The Bavarian sky on Sunday morning was characteristically bright, a brilliant blue spotted here and there with solitary puffs of candid cloud. More than 250,000 pilgrims began descending on the fairgrounds of the city of Munich before sunrise and even during the night, for there, this morning, Pope Benedict XVI solemnly celebrated Sunday Mass. To assure themselves a place close to the sanctuary, thousands of intrepid pilgrims, including whole families, left for the fairgrounds straight from Munich Central Square, right after praying with Pope Benedict at the Mariensäule, the pillar of St. Mary that stands in the center of the square. This little girl was with her parents and shared with me her impressions of the greeting ceremony.
My first name is Felicitas and I'm 8.5 years old. It was very exciting, and I liked it.
What was your favorite part?
When he waved at us.
Many young people shared their excitement at celebrating Mass with Pope Benedict, including Alice Kahn from Cologne, where last year the Holy Father celebrated World Youth Day with over 1 million young people.
The most powerful moment was when we saw the Pope, of course, and when he came by the street. Well, we greeted him and we shouted loud, and he looked at us, and that was very powerful because, yeah.
And for the Mass tomorrow, are you going to be there?
Oh, sure, yeah. We are leaving our residence at 6 o'clock, and then we want to go there in the morning to get good places. Well, 5:30. Yeah.
How important is it for you, do you think, for young people in general to have him here?
I think it's very important, otherwise we wouldn't have come from Cologne to Bavaria to see him just for, 24 hours. And, some of us are going to accompany him in Altötting and Regensburg too. And, I think it's very important to have just examples. And I think the Holy Father is really an example for us because he, with his age, he, tries to really represent Christ and to go to all people, and you can see that he's a bit introverted, but you can see that he overcomes this, and he has a lot of sacrifices here, little sacrifices that he offers up, and I think that's a very good example for young people to share this faith and this optimism that Christ is our example and we should imitate him.
After a night of expectation, followed by an early morning of prayer and reflection, accompanied by the music of several choirs, Pope Benedict arrived and blessed the faithful, and Mass began.
Der Herr sei mit euch.
In his homily, Pope Benedict spoke of the importance of letting our love of God take first place in our public and private lives. It is God, said Pope Benedict, who gives us liberty and equality.
Die mein Leben geprägt.
The Holy Father spoke of the experience of bishops in Africa who, he said, had asked him to convey their gratitude for the material generosity of German Catholics. Still, said Pope Benedict, the experience of the African bishops is that evangelization itself should be foremost, that the God of Jesus Christ must be known, believed in, and loved, and that hearts must be converted if progress is to be made on social issues and reconciliation begin, and if, as he said, for example, AIDS is to be combated by realistically facing its deeper causes, and the sick are to be given the loving care they need.
Die drei Lesungen gehört, die Liturgie der Kirche für diesen Sonntag ausgewählt hat.
The world needs God, said Pope Benedict, the God who is revealed in the one who died on the cross, in Jesus, the Son of God made flesh.
Gott als Zentrum der Wirklichkeit und als Zentrum unseres eigenen Lebens zu sehen.
More than 800 priests concelebrated with Pope Benedict. This missionary priest working in Munich, Father George, told me concelebrating with Pope Benedict is something to which he has long looked forward.
Holy Father is the head of our church, and that was a long cherished desire for me to join the Holy Father for the Mass.
Following the Mass, Pope Benedict prayed the Angelus with the faithful. In remarks before the traditional prayer to Mary, patroness of Bavaria, Pope Benedict looked forward to tomorrow's visit to the Marian Shrine in the Bavarian village of Altötting.
Den Segen der Patrona Bavaria für Stadt und Land erfleht habe.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict joined with the faithful in singing the popular hymn, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Pope Benedict XVI will be visiting his native Bavaria until this Thursday, September 14th. From Munich, I'm Chris Altieri.